If you're a cleaning business owner or want to launch a cleaning business, I did a free masterclass on how to build a million-dollar cleaning business even if you have zero experience. So if you want to learn more, go to loganscleaningco.com to create your free account. Hope you enjoy.
Most business owners, they understand what it costs them to acquire a customer. But the question I have for you, do you know how much it costs you to acquire an employee?
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
Okay. Well, I'm going to show you today the numbers that we use in order for us to figure out what it costs us to acquire a cleaning technician and how you can model this in your business so you can have confidence when you spend money on marketing and when you have people in the field. You're doing the best job you can and put the right people in the right spots, because you know what? It does cost money. So now you're gonna figure out how much it costs you and know where your break-even point is. That way you know a target, you know where you're trying to get to. And I am a huge believer in that when we have clear targets on what we need to do, we're really good at hitting them. So what I'm gonna do is I'm actually going to dive in here. I'm gonna show you a little walkthrough and walk you through some numbers. So if you're ready, get your calculators out, get your pencils out, and let's do some math. So I have this sheet up here right now. So how much it costs to acquire a cleaning technician? So equipment. Our equipment is about $500. So this includes vacuum, this includes supplies. It's a little bit on the higher side, but ultimately we put in about $500 it costs us to onboard a new SparkBoss as far as getting them new, getting their own equipment and caddy, all that. So next thing, onboarding. We have about 2 hours of onboarding that we pay them for, and we're charging $16 an hour, about 2 hours. So there's this $32 right here. So I'm actually going to change this to dollars. Training the field. We allocate about 32 hours of training at $16 an hour, plus another 5 hours at $20 an hour. So the first week is about $600. And so we have all of our new clean technicians, they train for 1 week. And then after that, they're on their own doing solo cleans, producing revenue. So their first week, they're literally not producing revenue. They are very much a cost. They're a cost doing business. And so $600. How much does it cost to actually get them into training? So we take this number by going over to our intelligence sheet. And on our intelligence sheet, we basically put in how much we spend on Indeed. We put in there how many leads we got, interviews, and then how many hired, and then we're able to, from there, figure out our cost per hire. So you can see in April, it was really, really high. In March, it was quite a bit lower. In February, it was in between there. In January, it was lower as well. And so I just averaged the last 4 months, and I got that we're spending about $215 just to hire a clean technician. And so when we add all those numbers up, you can see right here that it costs about $1,300 to onboard a new cleaning technician. So if you're like, wow, that's expensive, or if you're like, wow, I did not know that, there you go, right? There's the data. So what does that really mean? Well, this is the part that's really cool, okay? And so well, we figured out that our gross profit percentage is about 55%, including all-in costs. And so what we figured out is our break-even point. That's what we want to know, is like, where do we need to get to where we can actually make this $1,300 back, right? It's in a return on investment. And so what we figured out is we average $55 per job ticket hour. It takes us about 41 job ticket hours in order for us to break even. And so if our clean technicians are working about 25 hours every single week, it's going to take us about 1.6 weeks of them working on their own in order for us to break even. So that's the goal we're looking for. And when you know those numbers, you become really confident. Know that, okay, can you keep a clean technician for at least 2 weeks, right? Based on these numbers, we can keep them for at least 2 weeks and we're able to at least break even. So yes, does it cost money? Yes, but they should be able to produce far more than you spend to acquire them. And if you don't, you need to change your numbers. You need to change your math to make sure that it works out for you. So hopefully this helps. That you understand what it costs for you to acquire a cleaning technician. And when you understand what your break-even point is, then that should be the target, that should be the goal. And what we've actually done is we've created a bonus around specific targets that we want them to hit. And we actually have a $1,000 bonus that is in our job description, which again, we're attracting the right type of person who is incentivized, someone who is a go-getter, someone who wants to take responsibility. And we're basically giving them opportunities to make that $1,000 bonus by simply getting to specific job ticket hours and incentivizing them to be reliable and loyal staff members. So If you got any value from this, please share it with somebody who else could get value from this, or comment down below.